Don't you just love when you can talk to your sister about anything?
Those conversations just be everything.
So,
welcome back to Sister Talk
with Lily J
and Brianna Michela. Hey, Miss Mamas.
Bitch, you a clown. Stupid ass.
Hey, y'all. If y'all seen that video, y'all know why the fuck I'm joked out. But we're back, y'all. This is the last episode of season 10. She buku hype and I say season 10. I'm a dummy. I'm a dummy. Well, ass
stupid
bitch.
Stupid ass fuck, but I ain't catching it.
The last episode of season 1.
Season 10. What?
I was too serious. But yeah, we back in this bitch. It's Bree and we are here with my co-host
Lee motherfucking Lee. You dig?
Okay, we not really playing no games today.
We don't wanna play no games. Play no games.
Fuck around, give my last name. Okay, for real though, not for nothing. We're gonna be telling y'all story time today. Story time topic is our first time getting good as head. Like we realized that y'all really enjoy our sex story times. And we don't have, you know, a lot of experience, but we have individual experiences. So we're gonna share one with y'all. And I guess I shall go first.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. My first time getting good head was like, what, that was like 4 years ago?
Girl, why? I thought you was about to say fourth grade.
Bitch! What kind of girl do you think I am? Lord. Girl, I didn't have my first kiss to the sixth grade. Late bloomer. I really don't like kissing, y'all. Fun fact. Like, I don't kiss random ass people. I gotta, like, have some history with you. You know, your hygiene gotta be up to par. Then I'll kiss you.
But yeah, that's how I can see how people be having them scavenger hunts on their birthdays and stuff like that.
Talking about, oh, you're kissing strangers? Yes. Girl, I would literally die.
Facts.
Wow.
That's so nasty. You never know what people have.
Bitch, ooh, fuck around and kiss a random stranger. Now you got mono. Just, girl. Oh, bitch. Or you got herpes. Okay. I'm joked out because remember I just said that I had my first kiss in the sixth grade. I was trying to remember who, but I remember it was two niggas. Not at the same time, but it was one of the niggas we was talking about earlier. Definitely ended up kissing him. But anyways, my first time having...
Well, I'm a little low. No, I'm not. I'm stupid.
My first time having good hair was like 4 or 5 years ago. I remember it was... I was supposed to be going to my friend's graduation party. And this was after graduation. It was like some months after graduation, actually. And she was finally having her graduation party because she was about to go away from school. I was supposed to be going. She was having a swim party. So I was in my little bathing suit or whatever. I wasn't the only thing that went swimming. But I played too much. But anyways, I was supposed to be going to my friend's swimming graduation party, but I ended up stopping by my nigga at the time house. And so I went by his house. We was just supposed to be chilling because I had time to kill before the party. So I went over there and we was just chilling on some shit. Next thing you know, I was getting my pussy ate for the first time. It wasn't the first time for real, but it was like the first good time. And the vibe was just so right. It was music playing in the background. Nigga just knew what he was doing. He really rocked my motherfucking world. The song that was playing, I'm joked out, is Cake by Trey Songz. That give you a little time. It had just came out. I'll give you a little time frame. That was like 5 years ago. Yeah. And I was just so shook after that. I was like, damn, I might have to make him my nigga for real, for real. Because we wasn't dating. I knew him a long time, but we wasn't dating at the time. So So, I was just like, this shit's so motherfucking good. This what bitches be like in love with. I'm in love with this shit too. Like, eat me out, nigga. Eat me out. Y'all told the fuck up. It was good though. That's it. No extraordinary details. If y'all thought I was gonna talk about how he was sucking on my clit, playing with my pussy at the same time, making me squirt all over his face, then no, that's not what y'all was gonna hear.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it happened, but I'm not gonna go into details.
Put that pussy on him.
Did that.
He
was like, you might as well be my girlfriend. I was like, my pussy tastes that good. Your turn, sis. I quit. I'm not about to be telling these people.
I'm drunk, though.
That's literally how I ended up in that relationship.
Oh, that's who that was?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord.
He might not be an ancient-ass nigga, but them little...
It's always those...
Girl.
That's the ones that...
They mouth is blessed.
Yes, they fuck you the best. They eat you the best. They just do everything the best. The ones that's not shit, so...
Girl, I don't know if that's the best date because I haven't had enough to say that was the best, but... To this day, nigga...
Though you really been having a hard time with this, so crazy.
Cause I did this while I wasn't paying attention. Damn,
girl. So I'm gonna tell y'all about my little story. My first time I got ate the fuck out. No, not my first time, y'all. I'm sorry, it's not my first time.
We both did the same thing.
Not my first time. It's the first time that it was actually good. Like, it was breathtaking. It was just take me to the king.
Bitch.
So, my first time was with this guy. He went to school with me, high school, and I don't know. It didn't happen in high school. It was like after we didn't graduate. He was in a grade younger than me, though. Was he? Yeah, he was. So, I don't know. We just somehow linked up. Like, over social media, you know, he was like, text him, fuck with him, do the rules. So, wasn't a relationship, but, you know, we was cool. Like, he was nice to me and sweet. So, this was like, I think this had to be like 2017, probably. Because this is, what, 19? Or it might have was 2018. I'm really not sure, because it didn't happen, like, long ago. Not long ago. So, it might have was 2018, model 2017. I can't remember, but model was 2018. God, just be going brandy. So we was texting, and I went slept over by his house for a weekend. And when I got there, we was just chilling. Cause before I got over there, I had got me something to eat. I asked him, did he want something to eat? He's like, yeah. So I brought him something to eat. And we was just inside chilling. We ate and we watched movies. So after a while, you know, niggas try to go with their move. So we just on the we on the sofa because we in the living room watching movies on a big screen. So we on the sofa and like I'm laying down on the sofa and I'm laying down and like my legs is like on his legs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you on a sofa and mm-hmm. the boy is sitting up and then you like laying down and your feet, like your legs is on top of his thighs, mm-hmm. like that. So that's how we was. So he was trying to be all smooth. So like, we wasn't watching no sexual movie or nothing. Like, that was a regular movie. But fuck, I wasn't really paying attention because I already knew what I wanted at the end of the day. So I'm glad he went with his move. So we just chilling and he just start rubbing on my leg and then he start like rubbing on my pussy.
Oh, I didn't know he was giving details like this. I could have
I thought when you said we're gonna tell a story that we was gonna really tell it. Like not just you can redo yours, sis.
I'm gonna do that after we finish it.
So where the fuck I stopped that?
You was like, he was rubbing on your leg.
Oh, yeah. He was rubbing on my bitch. So he was rubbing on my leg, rubbing on my pussy. Then, he started to kiss me. But he started to kiss me on my chest. Yeah, he started to kiss me, like, on my chest, like, in between my titties. So then he started moving up to my neck, and then he started, you know, really kissing me. So once we started kissing, that just turned me on like that. So that's when he, mind you, when he was rubbing on my pussy, it wasn't, like, in the inside. It was from, you know, the outside, because I had on tights. So once we started kissing, that's when he made his move to go, you know, inside my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And, and once he did that, you know, girl, he just said, oh, bitch, let's go.
Mm-hmm. So let's get into
it. Yeah, so mind y'all already know I had told y'all that I'm in a process of breaking my virgin and shit. So he, like, okay, you know, like, in the movies, how they, like, y'all get up to get, like, we got up from the sofa, but we were still kissing each other. Like, it wasn't a stop.
It was like a movie.
Yeah, so we, right. So, like, we was kissing, so, like, as we was, like, getting up, because, like, he was, like, pulling me up, so he was, like, we was getting up, and we were still kissing, and then, like, he was kissing me, like, I was walking backwards, like, so he was bringing me to the bedroom, you know. Mm-hmm. You know how you,
yeah,
know how to picture
I'm, yeah,
so that's how he was. So I was walking backwards, you know, he was still kissing on me on my neck and shit like that, rubbing on my body while he was, you know, trying to lead me to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I had he laid me down on the bed. He didn't push me down, bitch. Mm-hmm. He laid me down.
Okay,
on the bed.
Gentlemen.
Yes, bitch. So, and I'm glad he's still here this day. Yes, Lord.
And not fucking oop.
So, he laid me down on a bed, and then that's when he started to pull my pants down. I remember that. He started to pull my pants down, and then after he had got them off, that's when he started to take my drawers off. He got them off. So, when he did that, he started kissing on my leg. Wait, he started kissing on my ankle, then he went up to my
okay. Girl. Okay, he was like, bitch, I'm about to fuck you up.
And that he did, bitch. So he started kissing on my legs, my inner thighs, then he went up to the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got to the pussy part, he was like, he kissed it. Like, he was, like, tongue-kissing my shit. And, like, I don't know. I can't really, like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, if you experienced it, you
know. Yeah, you
know,
right. So, he was, like, tongue-kissing my shit. And then that's, like, slow, bitch. So, I was like, oh, my God, is this really happening to me? Like, bitch, is this happening?
Oh, you giving it up like this?
So, he started, like, doing that. And then that's when he just started eating my pussy or whatever. So, honestly, y'all, honestly, he didn't make me come. Like, while he was eating my pussy, he didn't make me come. So, I'm not going to say it was bad head, but it's just the fact that the way that he did it, mm-hmm. that just make it a 10 star right mm-hmm. there. Because, like, he was such a gentleman. He was, like, gentle. He was, like, focusing on my yeah. body, like, making sure I was straight. And even though, y'all, he even tried to fuck. You know he was going to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
He tried. Like, he took his dick out. And he was about to stick it in me with this. And I was like, oh no, sir.
Bitch. What's wrong with niggas? Where's the consent? Like,
yes.
That really happened to me as well. Yeah. Like,
bitch, they don't care. They don't ask. Bitch, he took his dick out. He was about to stick it in.
What? Well, at that?
Oh, yes. Very much
so. Oh, Lord.
So I said, I already told him. Because, like, I had previously told him that I was, like, still slightly a virgin and shit like that. So he knew what it was with me. So, after he tried to do that, I was like, you know, no. Like, I already told you, you know, that I'm not really, you know, broken right now. So he respected that. So that's when we, because, mind you, I slept by him. So that's when we had, I don't know, he just started kissing me some more or something like that. I don't know, it's starting to come to a blur now, but all I know is that we just, after that, we lay down. I think he started playing the game, and then that's when we went to sleep together. So,
I think this was 2018, because I think I had texted you, and you was like, oh, I'm by so-and-so house.
It probably was, because it wasn't that far ago, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like, this just kind of happened.
Not and I was living before. In the same Bernard around this
yeah.
time.
Yeah, so after that, y'all, now let me tell y'all what really just took my fucking hot out my body. Bitch, so I'm sleeping. He must have got up before me. And he woke me up with him.
Oh, God, that shit is...
Oh! Oh, my God, girl. When I tell you, son...
That's the best.
That was... Son, do you... You don't know how long I've wanted that to happen, bitch. I will always say, I just wish a nigga... Because this was the time I was with D. Well, that was, you know, after we broke up. But still, like, I was hoping that one day he would do it or something like that. Like, wake me up to it. And it just never happened. It's like, I don't want to tell you. Like,
it gotta be unexpected. Yes. Because you just wake up and you don't know what's going on. Pussy just be wet and you just like.
Right. And I woke up and I felt the tongue on me. Like, I woke up while it was like happening.
Okay. So, like, I'm looking down and seeing it. It's just a moment of, bitch, you really my bitch. Because look how you just licking on my pussy. Like,
girl. I can't even lie. Like, I literally just fell in love. Like, that took me by force.
Did
I'm
you
sorry.
At least come that time?
Yeah, okay. I came that time, but the first time I didn't. I don't know why.
It's a mental thing.
Yeah,
it's literally a mental thing. I had to realize that, like, when you trying to, you just gotta relax. Like, you can't be thinking about it. You just gotta focus on that nut, be the nut. You gotta fucking manifest your nut.
Oh, yes. He literally just hit me up today, but I just can't fuck with that no more because, like I said, niggas play too many games, and I'm just not for it right now.
All right, since I gave y'all the PG-13, the PG-13, y'all, what is wrong with me today?
Give them the full.
All right, okay, so I told y'all I went over to his house. We was just laying down. I had on my bathing suit and some shorts, some swim shorts on top. That was it. I was just laying in his bed. We was watching Hit the Floor. And
ooh, that was my shit.
Girl, I used to love Hit the Floor, but they just ended that shit so abruptly and brought back Teyana Taylor. Girl, fuck out of here. We don't want. All right, I like you, T, but like, you don't belong on that. Anyways, so we was laying down, we was watching that. You know how niggas be? He was just rubbing on my butt. I was on my phone, you know, just rubbing me down and shit. I'm like, you better stop. You know how bitches be? They be like, you better stop. I was like, you gotta stop. I'm not gonna be here that long or whatever. And
stop.
He was like, okay.
Stupid ass.
And he just rubbing on my ass. And then his hand starts slipping under my ass. You know, when a nigga hand just slip on your ass, he like touch your pussy a little bit. And he's just like, oh, wait, hold up.
And I
was like, what you doing? And he did that. And I was just like, I moved his hand a little slightly because I wasn't trying to go there with him. Even though I had knew his ass a long time and I had been playing on him, like, for a minute. I was just like, you know, we not going there. I got somewhere to be. I don't know what happened, but he started playing music. And I'm just like, this is my song. We just chilling. And he was just like, we laying in the bed together. He rubbing on me. He kissing on me. And I told y'all, I don't like kissing. But, like, if I'm fucking with you, bitch, kiss me. Suck on my lips. Suck on my neck. Suck on everything. That's me. But but he started kissing on me, and you know when a bitch start getting turned on, she just be letting shit slide, like certain shit that you not gonna let slide when you really not in the mood. So he started like inching his hand closer and closer to my pussy. So I'm like, all right, you can play with it. Like a little childish ass bitch. I was like, you can play with it. And he was like,
legs started opening.
Okay.
Like,
go ahead, bitch. Bitch, open sesame. Like, you might as well. So, he started playing with my pussy, my shit all wet. And he just feeling on it. Shorts getting the easing down. I'm like, wait. Like, what's going on? He had got off the bed.
Why you doing me this?
Look. He had got off the bed. His bed was high as fuck because he kind of tall. So he had like got off the bed. He turned my body sideways and pulled me to the edge of the bed.
Period.
Ooh, I'm like, oh, fuck, I might as well put my own shorts down at this point. But I didn't do all that. So he like pulled me and I'm like, oh, well, I'm just about to get up since you about to pull me off the bed. He like, nah. So he pulling pants down. And let me tell you how smooth it went. Like, it was just like a fast transition. Like, 1 minute I'm just laying down. He playing my pussy. Next minute, he's standing up, my legs hanging off the edge of the bed, up in the air, bitch. And he just moved this how quick it was. He just moved my bathing suit to the side and just started licking and sucking on my clit. I'm like, oh, like, what are you doing? I'm like, what's going on? Like, bitch, I seen stars because I wasn't expecting that. And I was already turned on, so I was sensitive. And it was like that first lick was just like, ooh. And then with each lick, it was just like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
That shit just have your eyes rolling back. Like, what?
So he went from licking on my clit to like sucking. You know when a nigga like rap, if your nigga got big lips and he wrap his like lips around your clit and do that little... Like, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? So, if he just do that little sucking motion around your clit, boy, and he lick into, oh my God, it was just feeling so good. And then he fucking put his fingers, like, in my pussy and did a, like, come here motion. Bitch. Ooh, when I tell you, it was all... She wrote, like, he did that come here motion a couple of times. And you know you could hear it before it's coming. Like, if you have a squirty, you could just hear that shit coming. Like, the water just like, yeah. And bitch, next thing you know, his fucking face all wet. And I'm all wet. And I'm like, bitch, fuck a swim party. I'm sorry I never made it. But fuck a swim party, bitch. I'm wet enough. I was like, I gotta go. He was trying to fuck. And I was like, this not that type of time. That's what I said. But we ended up fucking. That was our first time.
That was our first time. We not on that type of time. But we fucked.
That was our first time fucking. And I just. But at first he was just trying to. Okay, so I'm going to tell y'all. This ain't right. He wasn't supposed to do this. But after, you know, after I came, bitch, and I squirted, I was out of my mind for a little minute. Next thing you know, I felt something in me. I'm like, bitch, what's going on? Definitely slid in me without fucking asking. Definitely didn't have a condom on.
Bitch.
And, yeah.
It's time to go to the feds.
I'm calling the police. You going to jail, nigga. Like, definitely. And I was like, what the fuck? But he ended up getting... I was like, you got me fucked up. He even got a condom. And we ended up fucking... It was real good. Like, it was so good, bitch. The next day, he was like, you know you my girlfriend, right? I'm like, rrr. He was like, yeah, we go together. And I was like, no, we just had sex. He was like, bitch, we go together. That's my pussy. It's on lock. And I'm like, okay.
And it was on lock, period.
It was definitely on lock, like a dumbass bitch. Don't ever be like me. Don't be like me, bitch. Don't let a nigga put claim on your pussy after one night. Like, that nigga had claim on my shit for a little minute. I don't know what's wrong with me, baby. But that's it, y'all. That was the first time we had some good ass head. And I've had definitely other good experiences, but like that right there.
Have you ever had one with a girl?
Definitely had my pussy ate by a girl. It was good as fuck. Also, we talking about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we talking about the first time we had good head. We ain't saying nothing about females.
Oh, bitch, I definitely said I probably was.
You said you. You said.
Because that was the time that I had good head from a female. But all females really pretty much gave me good head. Except for this one. Bless her heart, yo. But, everybody else pretty much did a great job, but they just had this one that stood out in particular. Like, I'm not gonna tell a story, but it was just so good.
Ain't even nothing like that happened leading up to it that was spectacular. It just happened.
Oh,
it
was just awesome.
It was just awesome. It just happened type shit, and it was just real good. It was just like, oh.
Well, by me actually fucking with females, that's why it was just so. It was kind of like the story I had with the dude, actually. But I don't know what made, I think what made the story with me and her so good is like she had a girlfriend and like,
oh bitch,
sorry, but she had a girlfriend, but like she was mine first, so like she wasn't my, she
so
was
you
never
was
my no I wasn't. She was okay. I've been fucking with this girl before she had a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Then she, I think me and her stopped talking. Then that's when she got a girlfriend.
Oh, and then so, you came back. Like,
right. So, bitch, I'm
bitch
never the side. Yes. Like, no I side think. Here. So.
But then she really, it was just, we was kissing. We was playing with titties, bitch. And then next thing you know, bitch, like, I'm getting my pussy. And I'm like, ooh, this shit kind of good.
Girl,
a bitch gave me head the first, that was my first time getting head from a girl. Like, period. Like, my first time getting hit was from a girl. So, it was good. It was good as fuck. Definitely set the standard, because some of you... Well, I ain't even gonna lie. I ain't even gonna hold you. I never had bad head.
Yes, sis. Good thing you haven't, because I have.
Had bad head. But I definitely had some weight big.
Bitch, when I tell you, when you just don't... Do you know how mad your body gets when you know you about to get some head and then it turns out... trash. Like, I just hate when I have to guide
the person. Couldn't imagine. I just sit on that nigga face and give me the fuck.
That's what I basically what I had to do. Like, bitch, I had to move her head in motion. Like, bitch, I was pulling her by her head. Like, bitch, do it like this whole.
I'd be like, game over, bitch. Lay down.
Girl,
lay the fuck down.
It was wet, and then she was, girl, she was talking the most shit. Like,
I know her.
Girl, she was talking.
I knew it.
This girl was talking the most shit. Like,
I knew it.
Cause she was supposed to have practice with her little girlfriend, but she was not having enough practice.
Ain't got nothing.
Like, I don't know what the girlfriend got going on.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know what the fuck. But bitch, when it came to me, I was like, oh no, bitch, you need to go back to school. Girl. This not right.
But you know what work for some bitches ain't gonna work for others, because I need a certain type of, like, I be needing my shit to be essential. I need you to be not, I don't like that aggressive shit, bitch. Don't act like you about to bite my fucking clit off. Slow, sensual kisses. And really focus on my clit, like,
yeah.
It's simple, but I need that passion. I need you to eat my pussy like you want to be eating it. So I ain't never had no bad head, but definitely had some wack dick. Like, the second time I had sex, bitch, was wack as fuck. I was like, sir, I've been on you all this time, and see, that's why you just don't be fucking with. Don't fuck a nigga that you just know just cause, like, you just think it just might, you know. Cause I had knew him since I was like 6. And bitch, I was like, I need some dick. I might as well. We got history. And I fucked him and that shit was trash. It was also small. And he has a baby now, and I'm trying to figure out how, because how did the sperm reach the egg?
Girl, a lot of them be like that. That's so crazy to me.
That's so tragic. Like,
girl. Ooh, girl, sometimes I just forget that we be on this podcast.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because I was definitely about to say some other shit, but I'm definitely not. So, y'all done got all up in our business. Y'all know some very explicit details about some shit that we didn't let happen.
Yes.
And, I hope y'all enjoyed this. I hope y'all continue to fuck with us. We're going to be back for season 2. It's going to be bigger and better. And y'all better watch longer and harder.
I think our first episode going to be on... What you going to do it on? One of the nights?
Yeah. We could do that.
Yeah. Because I think that would be fun. Because we might have some guests for y'all. We're going to have a lot of guests for y'all. Really.
Period.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Because it'll be like everybody up in there...
That'd be lit as fuck.
We'll have to see what the subject will be or something. Or we'll just be fucking around just talking. I don't know. But that'll be fun.
Yeah, I think that will be fun too. So, yeah, y'all.
So, that'll be October.
Don't give them a date. Because we're not going to be able to post it on the same day.
Oh, yeah.
But it's going to be before the end of October. Yeah. Definitely before Halloween.
Yep.
So... That's it for season 1. It's a wrap. To you, my friend.
Bye, guys.
Bye, y'all.